Dozens of people are searching for a missing hiker in the
21-year-old
gorge.
Riley Zickel set out on an overnight hike by himself.
Colorado County Sheriff's Office is searching for a missing hiker on the Olympic Peninsula.
Ron and Trevor Higgins, the father and son, were last seen Friday. They disappeared while hunting near Bear Camp Road above Agnes.
21-year-old Riley Zickel, the senior at Lewis and Clark College, disappeared.
An emotional plea from friends of a woman who is missing right now in the Skamania County wilderness. She's 19 years old, Maureen Kelly.
Searchers are looking for a 76-year-old farmer who did not come back from mushroom hunting near Grangeville.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Pacific Northwest Bigfoot Search Missing Persons Podcast. I'm your host, Tanner Hoskins, co-founder and lead investigator of Pacific Northwest Bigfoot Search. And before we get into today's episode, I would like to discuss what has been going on for the last almost month that I have been mostly silent on social media. As some of you are unaware, my wife and I moved out to the Tillamook State Forest, just on the outskirts, and just had DSL, so we had to take the time to get situated, and we ended up ordering Starlink satellite internet. So we purchased this home on the outskirts of the Tillamook State Forest in Northwest Oregon. I didn't really look up the area until we already purchased it and after we already moved in. But it turns out that there's a cluster zone of sightings, vocalizations, and a few footprint tracks that date back all the way into the 1960s in this area, with one Class A sighting happening in August of 2022, just 3.5 miles away from our current home. I've already gotten out and about a few times. I've already scoped out some of the area, making friends with the neighbors who also own land near us, and getting trail cameras put up for the hunting season that is quickly approaching, as well as keep an eye out for anything that might be Sasquatch related in the area. That's where we have been for the last month, is moving and becoming settled again. But this is 100% without a doubt our forever home, and I am beyond happy that we found this amazing gem in the woods. So the last few stories about missing individuals has been from the state of Oregon. But this time we are going to make this shift and travel northward into south central Washington state. We are going to talk about one of my favorite places in the world, the Gifford Pinchot National Forest. Today's podcast episode is inspired by Kelly and my first podcast interview ever with the Bigfoot Society podcast. In that interview, Kelly brought up that he wanted to camp at a location in Gifford Pinchot National Forest called the Canyon Creek Campground. And he named a girl that disappeared there, age 19, Maureen Kelly. Today's episode is about her, as well as the facts as what occurred as they have been documented in news archives, sheriff's office officials, search and rescue personnel. I am going to do my best to tell her story. And as you will see, there's not a whole lot of description I can give. It's a mystery how she could have vanished the way she did. And before I spoil it, just by talking about it in the opening, let's get to it. All right. Maureen Kelly, age 19 at the time of her disappearance, grew up in Vancouver, Washington, and attended Lewis and Clark High School, as well as Hudson's Bay High School. On June 9th, 2013, Maureen Kelly was camping with a group of friends at the Canyon Creek Campground, located inside Gifford Pinchot National Forest in beautiful Skamania County, Washington. Gifford Pinchot National Forest, for those who are unfamiliar with the area, spans more than 1 million acres and is home to vast lava beds, steep canyons, extremely thick terrain, and very large predators. These predators include bears, mountain lions, and wolves. This national forest is along the western slopes of the Cascade Mountain Range and falls between Mount Rainier, Mount St. Helens, Mount Adams, and the Columbia River to the south. According to Maureen's friends, they were all having a wonderful time enjoying the peace and quiet, sunny, and warm forest. Temperatures were in the mid-70s during the day, so when Maureen announced that she was going on a spiritual quest and began removing her clothes at about 5 p.m. on June 9th, Maureen's friends didn't worry too much about it and figured she'd be back in just a couple of hours. Maureen stripped completely naked, put on a fanny pack that contained a knife, compass, and some matches before crossing over Canyon Creek, heading northbound, and disappearing into the wilderness on the other side of Forest Service Road 54. Maureen's friends weren't sure exactly how long she would be gone, but as previously mentioned, they did not expect her to be gone more than a few hours. Maureen's friends also stated to news reporters that Maureen was comfortable in the outdoors and had talked about going on this spiritual quest for a very long time. They figured that this was something that she really needed to do, and therefore, nobody attempted to talk her out of it. Even though her friends were concerned about Maureen's capabilities to survive in the wild, as previously mentioned, they really did not expect her to be gone too long. So when Maureen had not yet returned to camp, by a little after midnight on June 10th, the group of friends became extremely concerned and contacted the Skamania County Sheriff's Office and reported their friend missing. Temperatures that night had fallen from the mid-70s during the day down to the low 40s, with a light rain beginning to fall in the area. Search and rescue crews knew that time was not on their side, as a naked human faces a very real threat of developing hypothermia in these conditions very quickly. As deputies and search and rescue arrived on scene, a thick layer of low clouds rolled into the area and prevented helicopters from going airborne to search for Maureen from the sky. Search and rescue crews on the ground located bare footprints leading into the wilderness just across Canyon Creek that appeared to be the same size as Maureen's and were heading northbound into the thick vegetation of the forest where her friends had last seen her. After this discovery, canine units were brought into the area and began tracking her prints, but they only followed to the Forest Service Road 54 before the track stopped and the canines would also no longer be able to detect a scent. Search crews could not fathom how Maureen was able to hike the steep and unforgiving terrain without any shoes or clothing on. They did not expect that she could have gotten too far from camp without tearing up her feet. The search for Maureen lasted only 3 full days before being called off due to weather conditions, which really limited Maureen's survivability, according to search crews. To this day, more than 10 years later, nothing of Maureen's has ever been located. While some people will say, oh, a 19-year-old wanting to go on a spiritual quest must have been on drugs, must have been drinking, must have been something in her mind just wasn't right. And you know, unfortunately, in this situation, that also was not the case. Maureen was not using drugs at the time. She had not been drinking during the day. And above all other things, law enforcement does not suspect foul play in this case. Now, I have not yet personally been in this area. Our team is going to attempt to reach it, hopefully before the end of this year. I've been told that this campground is no longer operable. You can still reach it, but it's overgrown and so far been abandoned. Maureen Kelly and her family and friends remain in our thoughts, and we hope that someday there's answers or a chance at closure for these people that are still grieving the loss of their friend, sister, daughter, and loved one. We wish we could help. We wish we could provide a little bit more description and details into this case, but unfortunately we cannot. We know as much as we just said. But you can be sure that when Kelly, Mike, and I venture into the Canyon Creek campground, we will be doing our best to keep an eye out for anything that might belong to Maureen. I hope that you guys have a great rest of your week, a wonderful weekend. And as always, I'll catch you again next Thursday. If you have a topic that you would like to have discussed here on the podcast, please email me. You can do that at thoskins@pnwbigfootsearch.com. You can also message us on Facebook and Instagram. And until next week, as always, stay safe and stay vigilant.